This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant are the last known pocket of resistance inside the shattered port city of Mariupol, continuing to ignore Russia's call for their surrender. Mariupol has been the site of a merciless 7-week-long siege that has reduced much of the city to a smoking ruin. While Ukrainian officials say their fighters will never give up, military observers say their time is tragically running out. In an interview with the Associated Press, the former British Army Chief Richard Dennett says the Ukrainian forces defending Mariupol have few choices left.
I'm afraid that remaining garrison in Mariupol, they don't really have very many options. It's, according to all reports that one's hearing, they're running very short of ammunition. And I think the Ukrainian forces generally are not able to resupply them. So I think it's only a matter of time before Mariupol completely falls under Russian control.
Its fall would be Moscow's biggest victory of the war and would free up troops to take part in a potentially climactic battle for control of Ukraine's industrial east. Dennett says he expects Russia's next major offensive will be better planned and carried out than the military's earlier efforts in the invasion. At a news briefing Monday, Ukraine's defense ministry spokesman Alexander Matsunyak said that Russia has used strategic bombers to carry out airstrikes that have destroyed Mariupol. Also on Monday, Russian forces launched missile attacks in the western city of Lviv and pounded other targets across Ukraine in what appears to be an intensified bid to wear down the country's defensive ahead of an all-out assault on the east. This is VOA News. Authorities in China's largest city, Shanghai, Monday said three people had died from COVID-19, the first official announcement of deaths from an outbreak which has plunged the megacity into a weeks-long lockdown. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Shanghai's lockdown includes special quarantine arrangements.
Thousands of people in the Chinese city of Shanghai who test positive for the coronavirus but have few or no symptoms at all are being ordered into quarantine centres in exhibition halls and other buildings. The biggest one is in the National Exhibition and Convention Centre, which has beds for 50,000 people. One resident says lights there are left on all night, making it hard to sleep, and she's yet to find a hot shower. The move is part of official efforts to contain China's biggest coronavirus outbreak since the two-year-old pandemic began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey's defense ministry said Monday its warplanes, helicopters, and drones hit Kurdish militant targets in northern Iraq in an air and land operation that targeted facilities ranging from camps to ammunition stores. The military action was part of a long-running Turkish campaign in Iraq and Syria against militants of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, and the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, both regarded as terrorist groups by Turkey. In a statement, the ministry said the operation focused on Iraq's Mateena, Sop, and Avisan-Basyan regions. Alongside the air operation, commandos and special forces also participated, both by land and air. The defense ministry said the action, called Operation Clawlock, aimed to prevent terror attacks and ensure border security, following an assessment that the PKK was planning a large-scale attack on Turkey. Paris prosecutors are studying a report by the European Union's fraud agency, which accuses French far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen and other members of her nationalist party of misusing public funds while serving in the European Parliament. The report is released by French investigative news site Mediapart as Le Pen prepares to face incumbent French President Emmanuel Macron in a runoff election next Sunday. The Mediapart story says EU investigators found that Le Pen, her father, party founder Jean-Marie Le Pen, along with other party members who served in the European Parliament, used nearly $666,000 in public money for fictitious reasons, much of it for the benefit of companies close to the party. The fraud office is reportedly seeking reimbursement of the funds and potential criminal charges. A lawyer for Le Pen's party denied any wrongdoing and questioned the timing of the publication less than a week before the presidential runoff. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant are the last known pocket of resistance inside the shattered port city of Mariupol. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This. VOA.